And before we take our leave for this week, this parting thought, Kate Steinle and her father went out to appear in San Francisco to enjoy what seemed to be a wonderful day. A lot of tourists go to that pier, enjoy the relaxation, the beauty of the surroundings. Yet Kate did not come back from that visit alive. She was shot and killed in front of her father by an illegal alien. Shortly after that, San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi started screaming about wanting to know how that illegal alien who shot and killed Kate wound up in San Francisco. We quickly found out how. Mercurimi's very own sheriff's department brought the illegal alien to the city, even used private transportation to do it. And here's a little history lesson about San Francisco and how it became a sanctuary city. Then mayor, current Democratic U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, signed that policy into law. Haven't heard much about this tragedy from her, have we? And what does Barack Obama's open border policy get America, along with his wish for amnesty for those who are already here? According to the most recent numbers, 347,000 convicted immigrants who are still at large because the court system simply tells them to show up for their court date, and then they are allowed to disappear into those much-talked-about shadows. And what kind of crimes have these illegal aliens committed? Drug sales, assaults, rapes, murders, and the really outgoing ones have set people on fire, which is what an illegal alien did to a mother and son in Washington State. And even with this death, one of many by the hands of an illegal alien, the sanctuary city policy adopted by San Francisco, as well as over 200 other American cities, including several in New Jersey, still has its defenders. Their claim is that it prevents illegal aliens who see crimes from being afraid to go to the police and report what they see. So in their view, a sanctuary city is a safer city than others. Tell that to the Steinle family.